Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. I sure would like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, September the 13th, and I do hope you're enjoying a good day in the Lord, especially today. I hope Brother Houston Barnett is enjoying this day. Brother Houston is a member here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, and today happens to be his birthday. And so, Brother Houston, if you're listening, I hope you have and have had a wonderful birthday today. And we're going to remember him in our prayers, especially today as well. And by the way, that brings me to a thought. Yesterday, I made my broadcast, and when I listened to it, I didn't notice it when I was getting it ready for airing. But when I listened to it on the air, I was telling about the young men that got baptized here in the church and joined the church yesterday. And I mentioned Jim Ward, Brother Jim Ward. I also mentioned Brother Joseph Dockery, except I called him Joseph Barnett. I was looking at the calendar, I guess, and saw Houston Barnett's name there. And instead of saying Joseph Dockery, I said Joseph Barnett. And I thought all along that I said it right. But I want to apologize to Brother Joseph Dockery. I didn't mean to mess up his name here on the broadcast. Anyway, thank God that he got saved and joined the church, and we're thanking the Lord for that. But anyway, today's Houston Barnett's birthday. Joseph Dockery got baptized on Sunday, and I do know the difference, amen. But sometimes my mind don't work right on names. Brother Houston knows that as well, amen. But anyway, we're so glad that today's his birthday, and you're listening today. We're glad for that, and we're looking forward to the broadcast. Hope you'll spend this 30 minutes with us and enjoy our time together here around the radio. Amen. Appreciate all of our faithful listeners over WSOF and WAJJ Radio and those that listen through the website there at www.wsof.org. Let me remind you, I've not mentioned this in a while, that we do have these broadcasts in what's called podcast form, in which you can save and download and listen at your convenience. And hopefully that might be a blessing to somebody, and we'd encourage you even to do that. All right, we're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. We do have some things to pray about and to announce as well. Of course, we've got regular prayer meeting service coming up here tomorrow night. I want to encourage you to come be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, very easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in beautiful Madisonville, Kentucky, right off of Interstate I-69. We'd love to have you. It's exit number 116. We'd love to have you come and be with us right here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be meeting for a prayer meeting. And so we'd like for you to come and be a part of those services. Also, want to remember one another in prayer. Brother Cater Dockery is going to be having some more tests run tomorrow, and then starts his chemo, Lord willing, on Thursday. We want to keep Brother Dockery in our prayer. He's the grandfather of the young man that just got baptized this past week, this past Sunday. And so Brother Cater found out he's got cancer and found out a few weeks ago, and now they're trying to work on that. Did hear last week that it wasn't as bad as they thought it was, so we're praising God for that, giving God glory, but we want to keep Brother Cater in our prayers. Good man here at the church, and hold him up in your prayers. Also, Brother and Sister Hall, want to keep them in our prayers as they're gone visiting with family. I want to pray that God would bless and help them. And then also want to remember other preachers that we know of that, for example, that's having some problems. Brother Gene Mathias with his throat. Was glad to hear that he was sounding much better on Saturday as we were there at his church and enjoyed time of fellowship with him there. Keep him in your prayers about his throat as well. And then I heard just today that Brother Donnie Houghton was in the hospital and possibly having some surgical procedure maybe on his heart. And I heard second hand or third hand really news, and I don't know the details in that, but let's keep Brother Houghton in our prayers and ask the Lord to bless him and help him as well. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to remember these things in request, and if you will, let's pray one for another. I know we've had some members here at the church that's had different difficulties and problems, as well as physical problems. They've had things come up in their life that we're praying about, and I want you to help us pray along these lines as well, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for your blessings, goodness, grace, and mercy in our life. Lord, we don't deserve the least of your mercies, and yet you bless us so abundantly, so wonderfully, And we just have to give you glory and honor. We're thankful, Lord, for your blessings in our life. Now, Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct us, Lord, in our prayer time, that we'd pray in the will of God. We'd pray exactly what the Spirit of God would want us to pray to be done, and we could see your hand. Lord, give us faith to believe, and Lord, help us to continually ask and trust you about these needs. Lord, I do pray that you'd bless in our service coming up tomorrow night. We be meeting in vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. We need you to meet with us, and I pray that you would. I pray some sinner come under old time conviction, and I am thankful you're dealing even when we don't see you dealing. I pray bring some sinner under old time conviction, bring them to a place they'll repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, be saved by the good grace of God. Father, I pray help the saints be stirred. Lord, I pray that you'd help these prayer requests. Lord, I do pray for the Woodard family and the needs that they have there. You know about those. Lord, I pray for Brother Dockery, Brother Cater Dockery, that you'd help him in this physical need that he has. Father, I pray that you'd help the Halls be with them and strengthen them and bless them. Lord, I pray you'd help Brother Matthias. Thank you for helping his throat already. Please, Lord, continue to help him. Lord, I pray for Brother Houghton. You know the need that he has, the problems they've been going through. Lord, I pray you'd touch and help there, and you'd get the glory for that as well. Lord, I do pray for Brother Kevin Franklin, our preacher friend out in Kansas. Lord, I pray that you'd touch him and help there. Thy will be done in these things. Father, I pray that you'll be with my wife and I as we'll be traveling later on this week, and as we'll be in that meeting, first of all, in Virginia, and then those meetings in North Carolina. Father, I pray you'd help, that we would be a blessing to them, and that we might be used of the Lord. Give us safety as we travel. Lord, I pray that you would bless those here, and Lord, help the church here at Island Ford, that everything go well, and people to do well. Father, you get the glory and the honor. And Lord, I pray that you just have your way. And Lord, again, that you'd use this broadcast to bring yourself glory and honor like you deserve. We'll ask it all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us, and we're going to get ready to look into the Scriptures. I'm going to play a couple of songs before we do. Let me mention to you about the Scriptures if you want to be turning. Luke chapter 11, where we normally look. Luke chapter 11, verse 1, and then also 1 Kings chapter 18. We'll be looking at a couple of verses there today as well. Now, I've got two songs. I'm going to start out with the Roten and Arnold family singing a song, He's Always There. And then I'm going to have my family come along and sing one behind that entitled, It's Gonna Be Wonderful. And I do hope these songs will be a blessing to your heart. Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1, the Bible says, And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. As you know, we've been studying these verses, or this verse in particular, as our kickoff verse, our original text, to get us started in studying what we call prayer secrets, and looking at some nuggets of Scripture that can aid us and assist us in our prayer life. We're at secret number 18. It's found in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse number 43. And it's speaking about Elijah. And it says this, And said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. I've underlined that phrase, go again seven times. And I'm talking about the persistence of prayer. One of the things our Lord has taught us is that we need to ask and keep right on asking. We need to seek and keep right on seeking. And we need to knock and keep right on knocking. We need to be persistent. And he gave the illustration of the man that had the friend that had a need, and he went to another friend in the middle of the night asking for bread. The friend wouldn't get up. He said, I'm not getting up. I'm in the bed. I've got my children in the bed. I can't get up and give it to you. But the Bible said, and our Lord said in that statement, not because he's a friend will he get up, but because of his importunity and the fact that he's persistent, just keeps right on knocking, then he will get up and give him all that he needs, is what he said. Amen. Well, so we're dealing with this story of Elijah and that prayer that Elijah made. He prayed according to the book of James. He prayed earnestly, and it did not rain for the space of 3.5 years. And then he prayed again, and God sent forth the rain. Well, we're dealing with that part where that he prayed again. Amen. And we see that it wasn't just one time and again, but it's seven times that he prayed and that he sent this servant. And I may call him a young man because I believe the servant was a young man. I don't have biblical proof other than the Hebrew word I've been told for the word servant there deals with the fact of it being a young man. But this young man goes up to look. Now, Elijah's down there praying. He's thrown himself to the ground. He's thrust his head between his knees, the Bible said, and he's called on God. In other words, it's an anguish call. It's an earnest plea. And the account comes back and says, there is nothing. There is nothing. And I dealt with that a little bit yesterday on the broadcast and said perhaps there was nothing to be seen. He couldn't see anything. But Elijah's prayer was going into the unseen world. And there was something there. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, in our prayer life, sometimes there's nothing to be seen. But our prayer is reaching into the unseen world. Amen. Then that servant came back and said, there's nothing. He said, go again. And he said that seven times. Go again seven times. So he went again and again and again and again and again. He did that seven times. Well, in verse number 44, he says this, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, this is a prophet said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. So we see, first of all, he said, there's nothing. Then secondly, he said, well, there's a little cloud. There ariseth a little cloud. And that cloud was a result of Elijah's prayer. And I made this statement, I think, yesterday, that Elijah's prayer had made an impression on the heavenly world. Amen. In the heavens, there developed a little cloud. Amen. He said it's rising up out of the sea, which is where the moisture is drawn from. Amen. But he said it's like a man's hand. Now, I got a little bit conjecturing on that yesterday, whether or not that meant that it was the size of a man's hand. I don't really believe that because he didn't say about the size, but he said like a man's hand. It's almost as if he could see that hand lifting up. And I believe it's as though Elijah, as he prayed, it lifted up holy hands in heaven and holy hands toward heaven, I should say. And his prayer had ascended up to heaven. His prayer had not only made an impression on the heavens, but his prayer had made an impression on this servant as he'd seen his hand lifted up. So when he looked forward and saw the answer reminded him, I believe, of that hand that had been lifted up. Amen. Now let me say, here is a lesson of continuance. Let's keep on keeping on. Let's be persistent in our prayer life. And matter of fact, we need so very earnestly to learn this lesson. It is a prayer secret that needs to be rediscovered. And that is, it doesn't matter what delays we come up against. It doesn't matter what difficulties we face. It doesn't matter the disappointments in life or the discouragements in our prayer, don't stop praying. Amen. Don't stop praying. Perhaps sooner or later, we will see there may arise a little cloud. Amen. Over and over again, our Lord taught in one way or another that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. That men ought to be lifting up their hands and calling on God for help. Back this past June, around Father's Day, we had a men's get together here at the church and grilled out hamburgers and hot dogs, had a good time together, and had men come in and enjoyed our time together. Matter of fact, God bless that. Jim Ward, the young man that just got baptized this past Sunday and got saved just a few weeks ago back in our missions conference, Jim was invited to that men's meeting and came for the first time and came back, and God continued to deal with him. But here's one of that men's meeting. We had Brother Crawford come in and preach to us at that time. And as Brother Crawford, from up at Pleasant View Baptist Church, Brother Crawford did a good job of preaching. As Brother James was preaching there, he preached on men ought always to pray and not to faint. Well, our Lord taught us that over and over. Let me say to you again, don't stop praying. Perhaps eventually you will see the arising of a little cloud. Amen. Our Lord taught us by exhortation and by example to keep on praying, not to give up. Amen. For example, Luke chapter 18, in this particular verse and text, he says, verse number 1 through 7, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. He would not for a while, but afterward he said unto himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. He said, she's going to worry me to death if I don't give her what she's asking. Amen. Here we go on in the verse. Verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Listen, our God's not an unjust judge. Amen. Our God is a righteous judge. Our God is more than just a judge we approach. He's our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. He's our friend, and we can go to him in our time of need. But he said here, this woman just kept on. And the judge finally gave her answer, and Jesus is saying to men, don't give up praying. Listen, there's folks probably listening to this broadcast right now that you've prayed hundreds, maybe thousands of times. You've lifted up that boy's name, and that boy still not come to God. That boy still in the far country. That boy may even be down in the hog pen, craving after things that humans ought not have anything to do with. Amen. He may still be, looks like that it is impossible. You may be discouraged about it. You may be disappointed about those. Let me tell you something. Don't stop praying. Keep on calling on God, calling on God's name and lifting up that boy's name. And it could be a girl. It could be many others, but I'm using this example. Our Lord then says in Luke 11, and I alluded to this a minute ago, verses 5-8, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say, unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot arise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not arise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Amen. Again, our Lord's not a unjust judge. Our God is our friend. We can go to him. And he's more than our friend. He's our Father. The lesson here is don't stop praying. Sooner or later, my friend, you will find that this friend will send you the answer which will enable you to be a friend to your friend in need. Amen. There's 3 friends here. You've got a man that has a need. He comes to a friend that knows another friend that has what he needs. And you're that middle man. You're that middle friend, if I could say. Amen. And you can take this needy friend to the friend that has it all. And one day, by the grace of God, God will give you what you've asked for and what you've longed for. Keep looking for that little cloud. Keep looking for that little cloud. Just keep on praying and trusting God and believing God. Our God has never failed. He's not about to start failing now. One fellow said, God is never late, but he's seldom early. Sometimes we think he's delayed, and he knows what he's doing. Just keep asking. Well, I've run out of time for today. I'll try to finish this up on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you. May God bless you.